Chi High Hockey is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Culver's of Lake Halley, and by Berry Global of Chippewa Falls. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. This is Greg Stewart along with Chase Hoople at our perch atop the Chippewa Ice Arena tonight for Chi High Boys Hockey. Just finished up with the girls. CFM beating Rochester Mayo in overtime 1-0. And the Marathon High School Hockey Night continues with the Chi High Cardinals in here against Rice Lake. And the Cards squaring up their record with a tough 1-0 win over Superior the other night. I tell you what, we've had some close games here. And our Cardinal Countdown pregame show, as the teams are out there, Rice Lake and Chi High. Chase Hoople got into a pretty close game the first time around, huh?
Yeah, it's always, it's always fun playing the boys in blue. some people think I'm crazy when I say this, but I always loved going up to Rice Lake to play. It's an old barn. It's a freezing cold barn. The fans are right on top of you at all seconds of the game. But yeah, we played them tight up there. I think we had 3 power play goals. There's something to be said about when you play Rice Lake. If you cannot let them stick around, and if you let them get an early lead on you, you let them pull away, they're nearly impossible to beat. They're a well-coached program. They have some good skill on the team, and they just have guys who are willing to buy in and do the little things to help them find success. So I'm anticipating a great game here tonight.
Yeah, they're coached by Josh Engel, the former Badger star that helped Wisconsin win an NCAA title 2015. I think it was 2015. And he's been there for a few years. Rice Lake, it's always a very physical game between these two teams. Both places, good rinks to play in. They kind of defend their home turf pretty well up there. But we won that first game by a 5-4 count. That was a long time ago, 2nd of December. And hoping to get above the 500 mark here with a win tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I really do think our boys in white are in a good spot right now. I think we're playing some really good hockey. And the difference between us being the team that, is 1-1 in our last two games and potentially being, 1-0-1 in our last two games.
Yeah,
and
it's potentially two being goals to account
exactly,
those three games.
And potentially being 2-0, and kind of a storyline of our season is putting the puck in the net. I'm really hoping tonight we did some good small area games, some good battle drills that really focused on going to the paint, going hard to the net, and shooting the puck. I'm really hoping our boys can break through tonight and hopefully put 4-plus goals in.
All right, well, let's talk about our Toys and Ford keys to the game. You're brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. What are the keys in this game for Chippewa to pick up their 8th win of the year?
Yeah, so, the first key of the game tonight is going to be the first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes of each period. The one thing I've noticed with our team this year is we'll come out, we'll play pretty well in the first couple minutes, or we won't start a period well, I'm sorry, and then in the middle, we hit a high point, we're playing really well, and then we kind of let off the gas pedal a little bit. And it's very important that you don't let a team score the first 5 minutes into a period and the last 5. So that's our number one tonight. Number two, control the puck. I know we're a more skilled team than Rice Lake, so I want to see us control the puck a little bit, look for those tape-to-tape passes and get some pucks on net. Number three, it's going to be special teams. We were 0-for-2 in the power play against Superior. Actually, sorry, in our last three games, I think we're 1-for-17 on the power play. So I really want to see us kind of right that ship a little bit and hopefully go at least 25% tonight. That's going to be the goal for us. And my last goal here is 4-plus goals. At the end of the day, we just got to start putting pucks in the net. We have the kids to do it. We've made some adjustments for line changes, and hopefully tonight we can finally break through and hit that 4-goal mark.
All right, there you go. Toyson Ford, keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We'll catch up with Scott Sinkink, the assistant head coach of the Cards, on our Cardinal Countdown show live at ice level here in just a few minutes. So we'll take a break. Greg and Chase up here. Thanks to Zach Whitechek for doing such a great job engineering our first game. Dawson Halverson's in for the nightcap here tonight for Chaya Boys Hockey against Rice Lake. And we will be back on Mogo. This is your home for Cards Hockey, WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Logo Radio, Chi High, and Rice Lake. The second game of our doubleheader here tonight. CFM, the girls team, the Sabres knock off Rochester Mayo. Our previous contest here, 1-0 in overtime, and the Cards trying to make it a clean sweep here with the game against Rice Lake. The Warriors at 9-4. They're in D2. They're 4-4 in the BRC, and Chi High at 7-7-1. Overall, 4-3 in the conference. And the Cards scoring drop, we talked about that. They've scored two goals in the last three games. Now, the outcome could be worse. They're 1-1-1 in those three games, coming off a 1-0 victory over Superior, but they really need to generate a little more offense if they can. Chi-Hi, it's really close games. And Cards up on Rice Lake by a game in the standings. Eau Claire Memorial leads it in the BRC, and then Hudson follows Eau Claire North, Chi-Hi, and Rice Lake. Warriors, one of the top teams in D2. In fact, I think they come in here number two in the state in Division II. And Chi-Hi trying to take care of business here against Rice Lake at home after beating them by a goal up there back early in December the 2nd. Chi-Hi knocked off Rice Lake. Warriors lead the overall series, 44 wins against 41 losses and three ties. But Chi-Hi has dominated this series in recent years. In fact, the last Warrior win against Chi-Hi was back on the 14th of January, 2016. And the Cards with the one-goal edge here in the earlier contest this season. Josh Engel, the former Badger, won the title. I may have said 2016. It was 2006 that he won the NCAA title for Wisconsin in his eighth season. Rice Lake in the state tournament last year, hoping to make it back this year. Let's get downstairs. And Chase is with assistant head coach Scott Sinking.
Here we are with Coach Scott Sinking. Well, Coach, we're playing Rice Lake again. They're here in our barn. We found some success last time we went up to Rice Lake. So we're coming off a 1-0 win against Superior. And the one thing I think we can learn from the last time we played Rice Lake and found success is we scored five goals. So, you know, what is going to be a key to us putting more pucks in the net against the Warriors tonight?
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to get shots on net. Shots on net is a huge part of obviously getting to score five goals. So, you know, we got to be smart in the way we shoot, not shoot into their pads. You know, it's been something that Coach Barker's been working on with our defense. Make sure we're getting pucks in the net, and then, you know, following that up, not skating by the net, stopping in the paint, finishing plays there. And that's going to be how we kind of get back on track goal scoring wise, make sure that we kind of dominate that blue paint in the offensive zone.
Yeah, absolutely, and I don't think I could have said it better myself. So like I said, we've already played the boys in blue up in Rice Lake. So, you know, knowing that we played them one time, what are you expecting to see out of the Warriors tonight?
Well, they have some guys who can really motor, guys who can really shoot the puck. I think their power play is ticking around 31-32%. So, I mean, they're a good team, and they're not ranked second in Division II for no reason. So, we're definitely going to have to bring our A game, and they're going to be very well coached, and they're going to know how to get the puck up the ice and get it to their good guys with speed. So we're going to have to definitely be aware when certain players are on the ice and make sure that we know our assignments defensively.
Absolutely, and the last question I'm going to ask you here is, you know, what are we going to have to do as a team to find success here tonight?
We're going to have to make sure, you know, like I said, we're going to have to try and get some more goals. We're going to have to get a lot more than one if we want to be successful against this team. And a lot of that begins with getting pucks on net and finishing plays in the blue paint, as well as keeping them off the score sheet. So,
getting gritty. I like it. Well, Coach, thank you for your time and good luck tonight.
Thanks, Sue. Appreciate you.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Just a few minutes away from puck drop, Chi-Hi and Rice Lake. We'll take a break. Back with more. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
All right.
Logo Radio, Chase and Greg up here. Dawson Halverson at the studios tonight, keeping us on the air. And here's the goaltender matchup for Rice Lake. Ian Krantz, 8-4. Goals against average of 315, save percentage of 874. And Bridger Fixmer had kind of vintage Bridger game in the 1-0 win over Superior. He is 2-7-1. And goals against average of 294, save percentage of 906. His numbers just kind of trekking up a little bit here. All right, here is the starting lines. Teams are out on the ice, and the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, Tom Voidel, right now.
First introducing the starting line for the Rice Lake Warriors, in goal, number one, Ian Krantz. The defenseman, number 14, Keegan Gunderson. And number 25, Nathan Carroll. The center, number 11, Cole Fenske. And the wings, number 15, Jake Coons. And number 19, Tegan Shire. And the rest of the Warriors, along with their head coach, Josh Engel, and assistant coaches, Zach Storberg and Brandon Sparrows. And now, introducing the starting line for the Chi-Hi Cardinals. In goal, number one, Bridger Fixmer. The defenseman, number five, Drake Bovey. And number 24, Evan Esslinger. The center, number 34, Jack Bovey. And the wings, number four, Owen Krista. And number 19, Ben Carlson. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches Scott Sickink, Austin Taylor, and Chase Hoople.
All right, puck drop just a couple of minutes away now on WOGO, Chi-Hi, and Rice Lake. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Cards Hockey tonight on WOGO. Chi-Hi and Rice Lake. Good to have you along. Greg Stewart along with Chase Hoople here and Dawson Halverson at the WOGO studios. Just something about this man. I mean, this is obviously Chi-Hi North and Memorial, pretty heavy rivalries. But this is this one has developed through the years too.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where I don't get me wrong. Always love playing purple. Yep. Always love playing the powder blue. Yep. But there was something about playing Rice Lake that it just it was so gritty. It's a blue-collar battle. Both are great barns to play in. It's a great atmosphere. The fans are awesome no matter where you go. So there was something about playing the Warriors that was always the best.
Yeah, our kids kind of grew up like you did, playing them in youth hockey, and so you developed
And when I was growing up, they were the team we had to play to go to state in youth hockey. Yep. So there was always... We battled from, you know, the time we were 10 years old all the way up to 18. So there was always something special about playing those guys. And they had our number, we had their number, so it was a good rivalry.
Well, here we go. Jack Bobey, the Swiss Army knife for Chi High. He can play D, he can play forward. He centers his top line for Chi High tonight. And here comes Rice Lake. It's Cole Fenske across the line. We've seen Fenske's for years. Cole comes in and launches a shot on Bridger, makes the save, and the Cards on the breakout. They can't clear. Fenske slid over along the blue line. The forward dropped back along the blue and kept it in for a moment. Now this is wrapped around the boards, and Chi High finally crosses their own blue line. And here is Bobey. Drake has got it, turns it up on the left wing side. And the goaltender, Ian Krantz, the senior, couple of senior goaltenders here. Krantz for Rice Lake tried to clear, but he can't. Chi High will shuffle this one in front of the net. Unfortunately, Owen Krista lost his lumber, and Rice Lake gets an opportunity to come down, throws a shot on net. Bridger steers that one aside. Same officiating crew from the girls' game. They're hanging around getting overtime pay here. Jade Dupree and Grady Richards, the referee. The referees, Joey Kohler, former BRC player, is the linesman tonight. Drop inside the Chi High zone. Rieger tried to carry it off to his left. Lost the puck, but it scooped up with some puck support. And here comes Drew Bobey. Bobey fanned on it. Then picked up the loose change himself. Centering pass right there from behind the cage. And that one cut off by Adam Tim, their top scorer. They've got some big-time guns for Rice Lake. Tim with 32 points already, Chase, on the season.
Yeah, you know, number sevens, he's a pretty all-around player, actually. You know, he's not afraid to go into the corners. He's not afraid to get physical. He's got a good set of hands on him. He sees the ice well. And he has an absolute cannon on the stick. So he's a very all-around player. He's the kind of guy where you almost have to make sure you have an eye on him and you know where he is on the ice at all times.
Yeah, three guys scoring 20 or more points. Tim with 32, Fitzgerald with 25, and Tegan Shire with 20 points. Puck back in the Rice Lake zone. Kicked around and goes into the corner and now peeled off the wall by the Warriors. Back out to neutral ice and hammered back in by Drake Bovey. You can also catch us on Cards TV tonight to watch the game and listen to our play-by-play coverage. Just go to WOGO.com, sports schedule, under Cards TV. Or I should say at the bottom of that sports schedule, you'll see Cards TV, the link right there. Click on that. You can watch us and hear us as well as it's tossed toward Krantz, and he'll scoop this out of the air pretty easily. It was going over the cage, but decided just to take the draw in his own zone. So you can hear us on the radio, 680 AM, 103.1 FM, and WOGO.com. You can stream that any place in the world. And again, Cards TV here tonight, WOGO sports schedule. At the bottom, click on the link, and you can watch and listen. This jammed up on the shelf inside the Rice Lake zone. And Owen Krista battling, trying to put it out in front of Krantz, but it's picked off. And here comes Tegan Shire in transition. Moves off to his left. Unloads a shot. This one tracked down by the Cards with 14:40 left to go here in this period. And it came right across the blue line. And Rice Lake's got to get on sides. Here's Chi High in transition. Jack Bovey moves in. Centering pass for Owen just beyond his reach. Ben Carlson is there trying to give some support. But he couldn't come up with the loose puck. And Jake Coons for Rice Lake will feather this one in the Chi High zone. 14-17, just into the first period after a 1-0 victory for CFM earlier tonight. The girls won. Let's see if the boys can get their game in the win column here tonight. This one labeled for the wall inside the Chi High zone. Swept aside on the half wall. And the Cards into the ice. And here comes Chi High in the breakout. Mason Johnson had a goal the other night. Johnson lays one on net, and the follow right there. Krantz got over on the near post to hold him off, and this went off the window and back up and out. Stopping the play is Evan Esslinger. Turns one back in the Rice Lake zone. Small's going to come back out as we start the line change. Here's a shot on net and the save by Krantz. And that was Drew Bowie parked right in front of the senior goaltender. And this one's going to be dumped all the way down by the Warriors, and that'll be an icing call. Quick action here so far tonight in the first 4 minutes of the game.
Yeah, I'm liking it. We're doing a good job at attaining the offensive zone right now. We're moving the puck pretty well. The one thing that I would like to see us do a little bit better job is we're getting three guys stuck below the bottom of the top of the circles. We need that F3, third guy in the zone, to stay higher for some support, also to be an option out front.
Puck in the Rice Lake zone off the draw. Warriors struggling to get it off the dasher, and this one came off a Rice Lake player and ricocheted right on Krantz. Good thing he didn't take a nap there, because it came right off one of his own players and popped in on the goaltender. He'll hang on to that one. You never know where the puck is going to fly from. Here's Ezra Lindstrom trying to win an offensive zone draw, but Rice Lake has got it, and floating down the ice is Jake Coons. Got to the blue line and was held up right there, and Riggs got it for Chi High. 12:57 left to go. Cross ice pass for his defensive partner. That's Jackson Boland. And this one's going to be squirreled into the Rice Lake zone. And Krantz reaches over to place it in the corner. Now it comes loose at neutral ice. Riggs steps up, hammers one off the glass, and this one's going to come in back of the Rice Lake tender. And the Warriors go D to D here. Now it's on the half wall in the Rice Lake zone. This one's going to pop back out again, right onto the tape of Drake Bovey. And it's loose at neutral ice. Drake takes the feed from Ben Carlson. Came up, fanned on it a bit. Rice Lake with the takeaway. That's Adam Tim. Turned, fired one into the zone. This one's going to come around for Owen. Owen's got it, waiting for some help. And he'll toss this one in and peel off on the change right here with 12:01 left to go in a very fast-paced game so far. End-to-end, coast-to-coast right here. Tim fakes the slap shot and lost it. Rice Lake offsides. Didn't want to touch it inside the zone as they were caught in on the delayed offsides call. And this one's going to ricochet right back to Tim. And he'll throw one into the Chi High zone. Riggs skates away from the pressure. Turns. Moves off to his left, and this one is sent back to the center circle with 11:30 left to go. No whistles so far. It's been pretty coast to coast. Well, a couple of whistles on the draw, but it's been a quick game at either end, and now we have an offsides call right here as Chi High was entering the zone. Well, you don't want to go out in the cold, especially on a day like today. The Medicine Shop offers free local delivery, and you can receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Cards trying to get above the 500 mark with a win here tonight and sweep the season series against Rice Lake. We won't see them in the playoffs. They're a D2 team. And this one is bounced off the wall into the Cardinals, into the ice. Bridger Fixmer stationed at the south end of the barn here. Chi High works it around the boards, can't get it out to center. There's Reed Post on the backhaul here, and the puck on the yellow stripe inside the Chi High zone. Post and the Rice Lake player go down hard in a heap behind Bridger Fixmer. Rice Lake has got it in the corner. Now they cough it up with 10:44 left to go. Puck is kicked around inside the zone. Reed was in there along with Small. And this is Reed Post who picks it up and backhands a lead pass out of the Chi High into the ice, and Cards in the midst of a change on the fly here. This one's going to come out to neutral ice. Here is Owen Krista on the intercept. Krista then was bodied off the puck. It's loose at center ice. There's Drake. Angles one off the boards into the zone, but Chi High can't track it down, and Rice Lake has got it right here. A hard wrist shot by the Warriors' Nathan Carroll. It came off the mitt of Bridger and off the back window. And here comes Ben Carlson. Cards into the zone. Ben with a shot right there inside the left wing circle. Went over the glove of Krantz, and all the way back down in the Chi-High zone. Bridger Fixmer is going to wrap it around the boards on the breakout and tic-tac-toe up the ice for Owen Krista, but just beyond his reach. Here's Rice Lake. They get it out to neutral ice, but stepping up to stop them is Evan Esslinger, and this one's going to come around the bend in the Warriors zone. Cards on the attack here. Mason Johnson into the corner, trying to disrupt the breakout. This one's going to be pushed in. Oh, the Cards score first. That is lunchbox hockey right there as Chi High gets the first goal of the game. And I think that was Mason Johnson, wasn't it, that got the goal, I believe.
Drew Bobby.
Oh, Drew. Drew from seven. Drew Bobby from Mason Johnson. And Bobby was right down there digging. So was Mason. And Chi High comes up with the first goal of the game. And 7:40 of the first period. And the Cards break out on top here as Drew Bobby picks up the goal for Chi High. That's the second of the season. Mason Johnson with the assist at 7:40 of the first. And the Cards up 1-0 on Rice Lake. Shots 6-3 in favor of the good guys. Here is Jackson Boland. And this one is stopped at the blue line and ricochets into the left wing corner. Boland's got it in the corner, and Jackson's going to skate it up the ice across his own blue line. Now leads the pack into the Rice Lake zone. Boland centering pass right there! And on the doorstop was Trevor Bobby, but his stick was tied up so he couldn't get to it. But he was right at point-blank range, and here's a long-distance shot from neutral ice right on. And the save made by Kranz. The rub on the wall over there for Adam Timm as he came into the zone, coughed up the puck. But Rice Lake regathers, and this one in the high slot. Who's going to come up with it? Evan Esslinger got spun around with 8:05 left to go. And this one is ripped off the wall, but cleared across, finally across the blue line by Chi High. They lead it 1-0. A goal scored a moment ago by Drew Bobby, the freshman. Here's Chi High. Able to dribble this one across the line, and it pops around in the center circle. Picked up there by Jake Coons. He'll gun one into the right wing corner. Rice Lake on the line change, though. Had nobody there to follow up, and Chi High's got it right here. Drake Bobby drops this one off the wall. It's out to neutral ice here with 7.25 left to go in the first period. Jackson Hoyne fighting for control of it. Right along the Rice Lake blue line, it pops back out. Reeves going to jump in. Karsten into the right wing corner. And this one's on the half wall in the Rice Lake zone with 7:05 left to go. Cards bring it out. Centering pass through traffic. Jackson Hoyme stationed off the paint. And it's going to come on the near side. One-timer there by Boland. As he reached down, that one's going to tip off the lumber and up and out of play here. Woof! Quick start to this one.
Good action. I like the way we're playing right now. I don't know if I have anything negative to say, which is weird.
That's what we like to hear. Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Back to action. Chi High in the zone. Swept to the wall by Drew Bobby. Tried to go backhand, and Rice Lake counters out to neutral ice. They bring it in. Chase Margaretta, the senior defenseman, was offsides, though. The puck bounced around out at the blue line. And will drop just outside the Chi High zone. Shot 7-4 in favor of the hometown team. Our second game of the day, back-to-back CFM with the overtime victory over Rochester Mayo. 2-1, I should say. And here it's 1-0 Chi High up on Rice Lake. Here is Drake Bobby. Bobby moves it up the ice into the Rice Lake zone. Swept into the corner by Niblett. Niblett now works in front of the net, waiting for a pass. This one along the fence on the near side. Chi High working the wall here and stationed at the blue lines, Drake Bovey. It's a battle right along the dasher right now in the Rice Lake zone. It finally pops out to Drake, and he's going to hold it at the blue line and lob this one into the right wing elbow. Here's Chi High on the forecheck, trying to keep it pinned in deep. Bobby looking for an opening, shoots, and it made it through four or five players to the goaltender, Krantz, and he scooped that one off the ice for the save here. That is a tough shot right there from Drake at the point.
I didn't know number five could find lanes like that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it all year.
He's
turning a new leaf, Greg.
We'll take it. Here's Chi High. Owen Christen, centering pass. And there to follow up is Ben. Ripped the shot that came off the lumber up and out of play. Berry Global, innovators of plastic, has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing. Named one of America's most responsible companies and proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global of Chippewa Falls. Cards on the attack. There's Jake. Played D last game, and now he's up on forward. And here is Cole Fenske for Rice Lake. He carried it to the Chi High line, then had it stripped, and this one came into the Rice Lake zone. Card still fighting. There's Owen. Owen along the near fence and then lost the rubber. And here is Adam Tim. Tim crosses the line, waiting for some help. Harassed as he came in by Jackson Boland. Pushed to the corner. Comes back to the point. And a shot. And Drake is without his lumber right now. Looking for his stick. Or no, it's Karsten Rieg. Pardon me. Rieg's without his lumber. And so he had to kind of kick at it defensively and toss it to the corner. And Chi High able to get it out of harm's way here with 4:40 left to go. Cycled by Rice Lake up the wall. Tim is there. He'll go back the other direction. 4.5 left to go, first period. And here comes Chi High. Centering pass right there. Oh, the Cards with a chance by Jackson LeMay. He took a feed from behind the cage and gunned one in on Krantz, and unfortunately right at the goaltender. The freshman, that'll develop through the years, number 21, Jackson LeMay, beautiful centering pass, and couldn't finish. 4:22 left to go, first period. Face off on the dot outside the Rice Lake zone, pushed ahead by Evan Esslinger, and this one's back in the Rice Lake end of the ice. There's Mason Johnson. Johnson hands off for Jackson Hoym. And they were stoned as they came into the zone, and this one is loose in the center circle. Finally scooped up by the Warriors and dumped into the right wing corner for Mason Johnson. He'll wheel and deal from his left. Adam Tim with the intercept. Tim tried to drop it through the legs of the Cards defense, and Tim has still got it. He's playing with the puck, turns, fires a shot on net, and Bridger with the save, and the Cards finally scoop it up, but they can't clear. Comes back to the point. There's Tomich. He'll drop one along the fence, and that one's going to float around from right to left, and finally the Cards able to clear it with 3:28 left to go. A little breakdown defensively for the Cards, and thankfully we've got number one between the steel. Here's Adam Tim. Tim in the high slot, turns, fires a shot in, flagged down by the Cards, and cleared to neutral ice. It's going to come back to Keegan Gunderson for Rice Lake. Gunderson wheels back in his own zone, opens up some ice. Here's a breakout pass for Jace Fitzgerald. Moves in, fires a shot. And that one is ripped out of the atmosphere by Bridger with exactly 3 minutes remaining here in the first period and a 1-0 count for Chi High. This is, it seems like a faster pace than I've seen for a while from the Chi High Cardinals.
Yeah, we're moving the puck well. The biggest thing is we're engaging, we're moving our feet. I mean, that's just the name of the game right there, is getting those feet pumping.
This one comes out of the zone, and here's Ben Carlson. Carlson puts it on his backhand, now feeds it across for Jack Bobby, and he scores! Buries it in the back of the net, beautiful feed from Jack. to number 19, Ben Carlson, the senior. And it's 2-0, Chi High. Guards with the 2-0 count here. Jack Bobby, Ben Carlson. Looks like Owen Christa is going to get an assist as well. And 14-11 of this first period. And Chi High up 1-0. Here's a breakaway chance for the Cards. They move in. It was Jackson Hoyne with a chance on the far post. And he was stoned there by Prince. Well, they're going to give the goal to Jack. Thought that maybe Ben had it, but Jack will get the goal. And Carlson and Owen Christa will get the assists. And it's at 14-11 of the first period. Chi High up by a 2-0 count. Here's a shot by Rieg. And that one will be stopped on the glove side by Krantz. 2:09 left to go. Jack Bobby with the goal, his 10th of the season. And is Bobby with a couple of seniors. Owen and Ben Carlson. This one a clean win back to the point. One-timer by Evan Esslinger. Got to the goalie. That one angled into the right wing corner. And it's on the half wall in the Rice Lake zone. 1:55 left to go on the game clock here in the first period on WOGO. Cards up 2-0. And this one is wrapped around the boards and fired all the way down by Rice Lake. There's an icing call on the Warriors. Chi High and Rice Lake here tonight. Entertaining game so far, but the Cards with finally getting some offense here. I mean, we're only a period in. We've got a 2-0 lead after scoring two goals in three games.
It almost feels amazing to say that we scored two goals.
I know. Cards with a 2-0 lead and on the attack again. Here's a centering pass for Jack Bobby, stationed in the right wheel. Couldn't find it, and it comes back to neutral ice, scooped up there by Ben Carlson. Carlson looking for more. Into the corner. Rotates in underneath the goaltender. This one popped back out. Rieg backpedals to get it at neutral ice with 1:15 left to go in the period. Here is Owen inside offensive territory. Drops it down for Jack Bobby. Bobby sweeps it around the boards. This one's going to come out. And Rieg is there to shuttle it into the Rice Lake zone just momentarily. And Tim's got it for Rice Lake. Adam Tim makes one move. Now works it off to his left. Here's a backdoor try. And bang, 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 bang. Had a chance. Cole Fenske laid it on the back door. And somehow Bridger Fixmer made the save off on the far post. This one angled off the glass up and out with 40 seconds left to go. As the puck is scooped up by Rice Lake, they'll toss this one into the zone. And Cards defense gets on it. Under a half a minute to play here in the first period. Chi High up 2-0. And here comes the Cards. Mason Johnson into the zone, races into the corner. Fenske lost his stick, got it twirled out of his arms, and so he has to retreat to get it in the Rice Lake zone. And here comes the Warriors. A shot by Tegan Shire right on, and the save angled into the corner by Bridger. 5 seconds left to go in the period. Cards try to clear to center, and they do. And that will do it here in the first period. 14-7. Cards have doubled up the shots here in the first. And they lead it by a deuce, 2-0 over Rice Lake. Entertaining first period. And nice to go into the locker room, first intermission locker room, with a lead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our boys did a really good job of just moving our feet. We passed the puck well. It's pretty tape to tape, I would say. I mean, we missed a few here and there, but that's going to happen in a high school hockey game. You know, one thing that I do want to see is when we do have the puck on our stick, we're kind of exposing the puck a little bit too much. What I would like to see us do is get that puck wide, get our shoulders down a little bit, and protect it. You know, we're exposing it too much where they're just getting sticks on pucks and poking it the other way. The other thing is just making sure we have someone higher in the offensive zone. So We have F1, F2, F3. F1, you're usually going in body or trying to disrupt the play. F2, you're supporting the puck. And F3, we want you to be more above the circles. That way, if the puck gets wrapped around, you can engage on a forecheck and become a new F1. Otherwise, if we gain control of the puck, all of a sudden now you're sliding into the slot for a quick one-timer, where if you get sucked down too low and that puck gets thrown out front, you might not have time to react. Where if you're higher, you might have time to get that puck on your stick and let a quick shot rip. But, I mean, those aren't even negatives. Those are just things we got to tweak here coming into the second period.
Yeah, I like what I'm seeing compared to the previous games that we've done, you know, superior. I'm seeing them fly at a little different tempo here.
Exactly, and it feels nice to play a game where it feels like we're controlling the tempo. You know, I feel like in every game this year we've kind of let the opponent dictate the pace of the game, and it feels nice that we're really, really just taking it to them right now. Like you said, shots are 2-1, Chippewa. We're doing a good job at getting the pucks deep, gaining offensive zone time, and making plays down there. So, all positives now.
You bet. Let's keep it going in the right direction here. Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley, positively impacting students, families, and businesses for over 57 years. See how you can grow with Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA. After one period, Chi-High up on Rice Lake, 2-0 in the evening game of our two-game set here. The CFM Sabres girls hockey team in our earlier broadcast beat Rochester Mayo in overtime 2-1, and here Chi-High is up 2-0 on Rice Lake. We'll be back in a moment. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi-High and McDonnell Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Cards up by a 2-0 count over Rice Lake tonight in boys hockey. On WOGO Radio, shots 14-7 in favor of Chi High. The third member of our broadcast team here tonight, Landon Tease, and he is down at ice level with a special guest. Landon, take it away.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're on the other side of the ice over here in the student section. A little bit more of a turnout than Tuesday night. We got about 50 to 60 students here tonight for a hick out. Everybody's got their blue jeans on and flannels, and seniors on the glass is always cheering on the Cardinals. But I found Maddie Bauer over here in the student section, somebody I get to say her name a lot on the Cardinal TV live stream calling the girls volleyball game, second team all-conference in the BRC. But we're talking about hockey tonight. Maddie, you know, you come to a lot of games. What do you think, what's your favorite jersey that you see the guys out on the ice?
I think my favorite jersey is the red ones. I think they look really sharp. The white ones are a close second, though.
All right. And so it's a cold night tonight, you know, about -5. Everybody wants to stay home, but what made you come out tonight and support Chi High Hockey?
I really like seeing my friends that I see on a day-to-day basis play a sport that they really, really enjoy. I think it's a really fun type of thing. And people come and watch me, and I love to do the same for everybody else.
All right, and, you know, a lot of flannels out here tonight, but who has the best outfit? Who's got the best fit tonight?
All right, everyone is in their flannels, but Allie Richardson's got a nice little hat on, and she actually is wearing her boyfriend Isaac Benish's Pit Vipers, so I think she's got everyone beat.
All right, thank you, man. I'm going to send it back up to you, Greg. We'll see you in between the second and third.
All right, sounds good, Landon. Thank you. It's great to dive into the student section now and then, see what's going on there. Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Learn more at lakeland.edu. It's lakeland.edu. Moving towards second period here, Chi High up 2-0. High school hockey on WOGO. We'll take another 3-minute break and back with more. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Both teams on the ice. Chi-High, Rice Lake. Cards up 2-0 on goals by Drew Bovey at 7:40 in the first. And then Jack Bovey at 14:11 of the first period. Jack got swung back to D, now back up on offense. What do you think is going on there with his move back to O?
Well, the reason for his move back to offense is there was no question that Jack was going to step in at D and do a phenomenal job, which he did. I honestly can say that Jack Bovey is one of the better defensemen I've seen. I mean, he moves the puck so well. When you watch him shoot at the point, he's constantly looking for lanes. The way he works the blue line is extremely impressive. The way he plays a one-on-one, he's physical. He goes into corners and competes. But the reason we moved him back up to offense is just the lack of scoring. I mean, Jack, there's something to be said about a kid who, you know, he's at forward, we're scoring goals, we move him back to D, and all of a sudden he's maybe our best defenseman, but now we can't score without him, you know. So I always make the joke that, you know, we need to clone him.
Yeah,
so that way
we
could have him at both positions.
Oh.
But yeah, we moved him up to forward to see if we could put some more pucks in that, which we have two goals tonight, so it looks like it might be working so far.
All right, pushed into the Rice Lake zone off the draw, and we're back to action here in the second. Cards trying to build out a 2-0 count here. And this one is nudged all the way down the ice. It's Evan Esslinger tries to chase it down. Cards thought they might have an icing call, but to no avail. And this one's pushed out. A 2-on-1 developing. Here come the Cards. Jack Bovey. Owen Chris got his wing. Jack moves in and pumps this one right into Krantz, the goaltender. And thought he had an opening. Fired it into the pads, and it thumped off into the right wing corner and cleared by Rice Lake. 2-0 the score. Rice Lake trying to get some offense going here early in the second period. This one is dropped in behind Bridger, and a couple of Rice Lake players are in there, a couple of Chi-High players, and this one's cycled around by Cole Fenske. This one comes from left to right of the half wall in the Chi-High zone and locked back out by the Cards, but this one's thrown in on net for Bridger. He'll drop it off for Drake on the right wing side. Sliding over is Tegan Shire. Holds the zone for a moment, but Chi-High with the pick. And here comes Mason Johnson. Johnson into the zone. Launches a shot. And Krantz with the save right there. Cards in the forecheck. Nice pick right there by Jackson Hoym. Hoym had it for a moment. Lost it in the corner to Cole Fenske. Fenske cycles it on the boards, but Chi-High will jam it on the wall, and here's the Cards in the corner. Comes back to the point. One-timer on net, and that one from Jackson Boland, and this one's going to ricochet back out to neutral ice. Rieg hauls it in, leads a pass in for Jackson Hoym, over for Drew Bovey. Rieg has got it now. Karsten Rieg slides along the blue line, lifts a high backhand try at the net. It went blazing over and hit the window. Rieg has got it. Rieg will drop this one in deep. And Jackson Hoyn gives chase. Cards, nice job to hold the zone right now. And the forecheck working, but now it pops back out. And Jackson Boland's got it for Chi-High. Goes cross ice for Rieg. Rieg turned, sent one in. But right onto the tape of the Rice Lake player. Boland jumped up, initially stopped it, then Rice Lake kept powering through, and the puck is in the Chi-High zone. Rice Lake changes up on the fly, and this gives the puck to Small. Small's in, and the give and go on the wall on the far side. Here's Small's got it, fires a wrist shot right on net, and Krantz with the save. Here's Rice Lake countering. It is Kellen Marsh up the ice. Marsh was stoned as he came in the Chi-High zone, and Small's got it right now. 1-on-4, but he got a shot off right into the leather of Ian Krantz, and the big senior goaltender hangs on to that one. 13:59 left to go here in the second period, and Chi High up 2-0. As that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack, call White City Glass today. They serve all of Western Wisconsin. Jack tried to win the draw, and a little stick movement down there, a little stick dancing with the Rice Lake player. And this one is pushed out in the neutral ice and onto the tape of Adam Tim. Tim turns, rips a shot, and Chi High's got it in the corner now. Here is Drake, looks up the ice, wanting to hit Drew Bovey. And this one's going to be nudged back into the Chi High zone. Cards get on it, 13:29 left to go here in the second period. Cards roll it back on the breakout, and here they come. Evan Esslinger up the ice, looks off to his right. Hits Ben Carlson. Carlson moves in from right to left by the goaltender. Centering pass right there, looking for Owen. And he saw it, couldn't knock it down on the forehand, and this one's going to go into the corner. Nice stop right there by Drake at the point. Keeps the zone. Here's Owen. Owen turns, puts it on his forehand, and Rice Lake had a couple of players on him. That one deflects in the left wing corner. Comes back to Boland right at the point. Jackson launched a shot that got through, and Rice Lake has got it. They move it across the line. Fenske took a feed and then moved it off to Tim and got the return pass and launched a shot on net and the save made. And this one is cycled around the boards. It's still caught up inside the zone and gunned into the right wing corner. And Jackson Boland's got to get on it. Here's Chi High exiting out of the zone. Drew Bovey can't track it down, and it's loose in the Rice Lake zone. Now Bobby's got it. Now here's a pass for Jackson Hoym, and he turned a shot off the backhand into the goaltender, Ian Krantz, and he swallowed that one up with 12:13 left to go. He was by himself there, but couldn't put it home. Shots 18-8 in favor of Chi High. A 2-0 count. Still within reach for Rice Lake. 12:13 left to go, second period. And Tegan Shire is going to get tossed from the circle on the faceoff here. And we're back to action. This one wrapped around the boards by Chi High. On the half wall is Jake Coons. He cleared to neutral. And standing right there was Drake Bovey. Like a wall, but here comes Shire across the line, then he lost it, looked back behind him, and right there was Briar Niblett. Niblett's got it, dances into the zone, then lost it, and this one comes free right along the Rice Lake blue line. Here is Shire, moves in, centering pass intended for Chase Margretta, and we got a stoppage of play right here as the net came off in the Chi High end of the ice. Puck floated out of play here. 11:35 left to go in the second period. The Culvers of Lake Halley. They have those real Wisconsin cheese curds made with only the freshest Wisconsin cheddar. Then deep fried golden brown. Serve hot at Culvers of Lake Halley. This one jammed on the walls. Chi High clears out to neutral ice. And you have a hand pass here with 11:26 left to go in the period. Rice Lake with the hand toss and the face-off in the Warrior zone. Tim comes back out that line. Tim and Jace Fitzgerald on the line. Carson Tomish up on the forward group for Josh Engel. 11:22 left to go. There's a drop inside the Warrior zone. Cards get on it on the half wall. And now Rice Lake peels it off. And Adam Tim, the sophomore forward that leads the team in points, turns and pumps one all the way down. And that'll be an icing call here against Rice Lake. This place has been rocking since 5 o'clock this afternoon with the girls' game. CFF beat Rochester Mayo in OT 2-1. And pretty busy play still for our evening game. Here comes Rice Lake. Jace Fitzgerald crosses the blue line. The drop pass right there. A little miscommunication with Tim and Chi High in transition. Here comes Owen. Owen gets underneath. The D fires a shot right into the goaltender. He ran out of real estate and had to climb right in on the goaltender Ian Krantz and had no room to maneuver. And Tim takes the feed from deep in his own zone. Comes down the slot. Cuffed as he came in. And lost the rubber. And here is Chi High. Ben Carlson plays it out to neutral ice. And here comes Reed Gibbs with his first shift here for Chi High. Reed, with some horsepower, came in and moved into the Rice Lake zone. But here comes Cole Fenske. Dances down the ice. Drop pass for Tim. This one scoots into the right wing corner. And who's going to come up with it? With 10:05 left to go, second period. It comes loose, and Karsten Rieg is there for Chi High. Carries it up the ice. Head manning pass for Jackson Hoym. Tracks that down. Hoym at the side of the wheel on the far side. Far wing, and there is Evan Esslinger to clean it up out at neutral ice. 9:47 left to go. Esslinger's got it for Chi High. He moves through the traffic. His own trap, his own teammates, finally finds an opening, shoots it to the Rice Lake blue line, but it's intercepted back in the Chi High end of the ice. This is Tegan Shire, turns, rips a shot in the high slot against Bridger Fixmer, and the senior rips that out of the air. 9:25 left to go with the stoppage of play here. Shots 19-10 in favor of Chi High. Face off in the right wheel in the Chi High zone as you're looking for Bridger Fixmer's standpoint. This one swept around the boards and comes to the point. Stopped there by Nathan Carroll, the defenseman for the Warriors. And Drake Bobie's going to haul it in his own zone. Clears to neutral, but not for very long. Rice Lake will shuttle this one back into the Chi High zone. And it comes around at the near wing. Here's the card. Small. It's had a couple of nice looks at the goaltender. Small moves in. Centering pass right there on the near post. But Chi High unable to complete the deal. And this one goes back to the point. Rieg held it in for a moment. Now it's going to come loose. And Karsten Rieg will skate it up the ice. Rieg moves through the center circle. Then lost it in the right wing corner, but tracks it down again. And Chi High's got it. This one cycled back to Rieg in the corner. 8:25 left to go here in the second period. Comes around on the right side. Stepping up was Jackson Boland to hold the zone for a moment. Now it pops across the line. And it comes loose. Adam Timm's going to carry it to the Chi High zone, but then he lost it. And here is the Chi High Cardinals coming into the zone right now in the right wing corner. 7:58 left to go here in the second period. Shots 19-10 in favor of Chi High. 7:52 left to go in the second period. This is Bridger Fixmer. Sends it off in the right wing corner. And it's loose right along the Chi High blue line here with 7:41 left to go here in the period. Scooped up, sent across the line, and there's Chi High, and the give and go, and here is Owen Krista. He's got it for the Cards with 7:28 left to go in the period. Shots 19-10 in favor of the Cards. Loose out of neutral ice, poked at there by Drew Brezina. And Rice Lake with the intercept in the zone. Here comes Tegan Shire. Dances toward the cage and then lost it. And this one scooped up by Chi High and sent out to center ice. Shire again takes a feed from his own blue line, and this one is ricocheted out of play here with 7:01 left to go here in the second. What do you think?
I think we're still looking pretty good. I think Rice Lake is starting to find a little bit of life in their game as well, so now it's starting to be kind of a two-way game where I feel like Chippewa is doing a really good job of just taking it to them. We're still doing a good job moving the puck, creating offensive opportunities. It's starting to go a little bit more back and forth.
Face off in the Card zone. Here's Chai High. Drake Bobey's got it. Looks up the ice, and it's going to come to Drew Bobey. He will feather this one into the right wing corner. The goaltender, Krantz, came out to lead the team out of their own zone. And tracked down there by Isaac Benish, who sees his first shift of the night for Chai High. Threw it up to neutral ice, and it is nudged back in the card zone by Rice Lake. They cleared out to neutral. Rice Lake caught in offside, so they've got to hold up. That's Shire at the blue line. And finally, they get on sides, backhanded by Lucas Peters into the Chai High zone. Down to the six-minute mark left to go. Second period. Cards up by Deuce. Could use one more for sure. And here is Jackson Hoym. Hoym leads him out. Works off to his left for Mason Johnson. Johnson to Hoym. Nice feed right down there. And Hoym made the move on the right post. And the goaltender Krantz with the stop. And this one sent in on net in the Chai High zone. And Bridger will hang out of that one. That was a nice feed right down the slot.
Great little play there on our center drive zone entry there. You know, usually we like to find that high guy, but that was a great job by Hoym dragging that D down with him, and a nice little center pass there.
So the faceoff in the Chai High zone. Rice Lake pulled the trigger on a shot. That one was blocked, and it's going to float high in the zone, but not up and out. Rice Lake with a chance. This one brought toward the cage by Caleb Johnson. Comes back to the point. Cards are there. And they rip it off the fence on the far side. But Jackson Boland can't clear and has to scoot back into his deep in his own zone. 5:20 left to go here in the period. Brought out now by Chai High. There's a feed from Briar Niblett. And Trevor Bobey turned and gunned one in the right wing corner. Shots 20-10 in favor of the Cards, and they lead it 2-0. And here is Reig, bounced it off the glass and into the Rice Lake zone. And this one is a screamer down the ice and hauled in there by the Cards. They look up the ice, and there's a pass for Trevor Bobey. As he was at the end of his shift, he'll skate off, and so will Briar Niblett. And Chai High starting to form the new line. Last one off is Ezra Lindstrom. Here are the Cards. Fresh set of legs out there. Ben Carlson turns and rips a shot toward the net. 4.5 left to go. And this one's going to be backhanded into the Chai High zone by Rice Lake. Bridger holds the post on the near side, but Chai High able to clear. And here comes Jack Bovey. Sees Ben Carlson ahead of him. Carlson with a shot. Took the feed from Bobey right off the shoulder of Krantz. And this one is cleared by the Warriors. And that'll be an icing call here with 4:09 left to go in the period. Quick action up and down the ice here tonight for both teams. It started fast and it remains pretty fast for the end of the second period. Face-off is going to come to the glove side of the Rice Lake goaltender. Jack Bobey pushes this one just wide of the cage. And Rice Lake has got it. And there we've got our first penalty of the night. It's going to go against Chai High as Cole Fenske was tripped on his way through neutral ice. And as soon as the Cards touch it, the goaltender for Rice Lake off the ice here with the extra attacker, Tim will dance with the puck in the Rice Lake zone. And now he'll scoot up into Chai High's end of the ice. Tim moves in. Cards trying to get back on him with the extra attacker here. And now he gives it up for Tegan Shire. Shire's got it, cycles it back low. This one to Cole Fenske, back to Shire. Now they'll go on the near wing for Tim. And this shot taken, bounced off a Chai High player, but didn't get it held it long enough for the whistle. And the Cards back on their heels right here, need a touch, and they finally get it. Drake Bobey comes over and gets it on his stick. And we've got a Rice Lake power play here. And Ben Carlson will sit for a trip here. And Rice Lake on the power play. Well, Skinny talked about their power play on the pregame show. And I think he said it was like 30-some percent. It's actually better than that. It's 40.7%. That's terrific for a power play. 40.7%.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Chi High on the kill at 73.2, and we're going to see that Rice Lake power play right now. Here is Adam Tim, their top scorer. Tim hands off on the near wing. Now it comes back for Tegan Shire. Now they'll work it back door. Chi High with the intercept but can't clear. Still a minute 40 left to go in the man advantage. Rice Lake controls on the half wall in the Chi High zone. Cards need a pick here. Comes back to the point. Jace Fitzgerald moves in, fakes the shot. Now they go along the blue line to Tegan Shire. Here is Cole Fenske. And hands off. There's a shot taken inside the left wing circle by Shire. And Chi High finally bounces this one up and off the window. And it might have come off the Rice Lake defenseman's glove, Jace Fitzgerald. We'll see if where they're going to drop this one. But at least it stops play as the Cards were caught up in their own zone. And allow a fresh group of players out there, including Jack Bovey and Trevor Bovey. Now we're going to get a timeout right here. You know, you don't see that very often in the second period.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that, but I think what they're trying to do here is they're down by two goals. We're running down into that, inside that five-minute period in the second period here. They have one power play unit, you know, so the reason why they're at 40% is they have that one unit, and you can tell right there, just by that little stint, they moved the puck really well.
Yeah, they did.
On their power play. So I think this is to get them a rest, and the goal here is for them to try to pop one, which make it a one-goal game, and you're in that two-minute mark, and all of a sudden the momentum's going your way going into the third period.
And they've got a good chunk of their power play left here, a minute 10 remaining in the PP for Rice Lake as we get down to the two-minute, 21-second mark. So Josh Engel, their head coach, obviously sees this as a crucial time in the game.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's an interesting call to take it in the second period, but I think I'm not going to say it's a bad decision.
Yeah. All right, so the same set of players out there, including Tim and Shire and Nathan Carroll for Rice Lake. And this is Cole Fenske. Fenske hands off to his left for Jace Fitzgerald, and they're into the zone. Tim will pump this one in from left to right, and they set up their power play. 54 seconds to go on the man advantage. Now they lose it. Here comes Jack. Jack with a shorty chance. Moves in. Fires it back in. Oh, it goes in. Jack Bobby with a shorty to make it 3-0.
I don't think that's how they drew that timeout up.
No. Not at all. Wow. Well, what do you think of that?
Whew. It's a great goal.
It was. And, you know, a lot of times players lose the puck in that last instance when they're ready to pull the trigger. Jack didn't that time. 15:03. A shorthanded goal for Chi High. Here in the second period.
I think we've scored more shorties in the last three games than we have power play goals.
Wow. That was a thing of beauty. And the assist, Trevor Bowie picked up the assist. Trevor to Jack. And it's 3-0. Boy, that'll take the air out of the power play, out of the energy of a team. They still have 23 seconds to go on the power play, but we scored on that one. Here is Reig right now for Chi High. Reig is going to dive into his own zone, open up some space, and this one cleared by Drake all the way down. That should just about do it as we take it down to about 5 seconds to go in the Rice Lake power play. That just is a dagger. That play by Jack Bovey, and Chi High back to full strength here. With a minute 2 left to go in the period. This one is set in by Chase Margaretta of Rice Lake, and Reig has got it for Chi High. Gave it right to Tim. Tim didn't know what to do with it at first, then backhands a lead pass in to Cole Fenske. Fenske spun at the top of the circle, trying to get away from the pressure. They get it back to the point. Here's a one-timer. That padded out there by Bridger, and we're down to 39 seconds to go. Rice Lake putting the pressure on in the waning moments of this period. trailing 3-0. We're 5-on-5 hockey right now as the puck comes loose in the Chi-High zone in the right wing corner. And who is going to come up with this one? It's on the half wall, the card zone. Rice Lake with a one-timer. Oh, that was close. It was Cole Fenske who turned, and a screamer right in on Bridger, and it came off his left shoulder. 10 seconds left to go. Rice Lake back on the attack again. Butterfly save right there by Bridger. And I'll tell you what, that looked like the Jack Bowie goal kind of lit him up there. I mean, they came in with some purpose in the final minute or so of this period. Wow. 6 seconds to go. We need the intermission. It's coming in 6 seconds. Got to win this defensive zone draw. Sent to the boards. Rice Lake with a chance, and there's a big block by the Cards. Oh, it went in, though. The block was made by Trevor Bowie, but Cole Fenske had to come right on his tape, and he buried it behind Bridger. And I tell you what, that was like a point something seconds left to go in the period. Cole Fenske, the unassisted goal, and that one had to be like at 16:59 of the period. I mean, there could have hardly been any time left. Fenske with the goal for Rice Lake. And Fenske with the goal. That's his 12th of the season. And he picks up a 17th point. Boy, that's a tough one to swallow. I'm glad we got the Jack Bowie shorty. But kind of changes the momentum a little bit going into the intermission here.
Yeah, you know, you could tell there was kind of a buzz going on with our boys in white. But you could see right after they scored, it almost reality kicked in, and you know it's just a hockey bounce. You know, Trevor Bowie does exactly what you need a senior to do: lays down, blocks a shot, eats the puck. And all of a sudden, it just bounces right to Fenske at the point, who just rips an absolute laser beam, glove side high on Bridger. You know, there's not much you can do about it there. And you could just see kind of the wind come out of the sails there. The good thing is, we have a two-goal lead going into the third period. You know, we've been playing. If they don't score there, there's a lot of positives to talk about right now. We're moving the puck well. We're doing a phenomenal job of getting it to the guy with speed. I'm seeing a lot of great area passes using the wall around defenders. I'm seeing a lot of making plays through the defenseman's triangle to the guy going with speed. I mean, there's so many positives that are happening in this game right now. It's just it's unfortunate that they scored with probably 1 second left.
The bounces of hockey. We just saw it there with the Fenske goal. And Chi-High, though, with the two-goal lead. Heading to this second intermission. Shots 22-14 in favor of the Cards. And we're going to take another break. Come back and hear from Landon downstairs. And have some more stats about this game so far. And analysis when we come back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University. You're only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic,
Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
Well, Rice Lake scores at the end of the period with point whatever seconds left. Cole Fenske to break through, and Chi High with a 3-1 lead. We did get a shorty on their power play. Jack Bowie, a beautiful move, and to beat goaltender Ian Krantz. And Chi High with a 3-1 lead, shots 22-14 in favor of the Cards after two. And let's go downstairs. Landon Tease is with a special guest right now. Landon?
Hey, thanks, Greg. I'm downstairs over here in the Chi High student section. I walked around and I found Gabe Vargas, senior leader, also my co-host when we call games on Cardinal TV. But, Gabe, so you've been to a lot of hockey games, traveled with the team. What do you think, with all the games you've seen, all the periods that you've seen, when do you think that this team has played their best hockey?
You know, I think they played their best period of hockey in the first period tonight. You know, Chippewa's not known for coming out super hot. We usually don't see two goals up in the first period, and they came out firing on all cylinders, and they looked really, really well tonight.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just a big part of the game to get that momentum and start the game off right. And so do you think also with this, when we show up, all the students come here, do you think that they play better with a bigger student section and us cheering and cheering them on, even home and away?
Well, I mean, I hope they play better with a student section. I know just talking with a lot of the players and stuff, they really like having a large student section because when they get the chance and cheers going, when they can hear their school cheering them on, it's a huge momentum pusher, and it's really a motivator for those guys out on the ice.
Exactly. And one last thing, have you ever laced up the skates, grabbed a stick, and come out here and play on the ice before?
I have not, but if I did, I'd probably score a hattie.
All right, thanks, Dan. I'll toss it back up to you, Greg. Hopefully we can come through and finish this one out strong tonight.
All right, sounds good, guys. Thank you very much. Chi High up 3-1 as we head towards the third on WOGO Radio. This is Cards Hockey, WOGO.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
High up 3-1 on Rice Lake after two here. The double dip, Chi High, the evening game of our two-game set, CFM, and our first game, Chippewa Menominee McDonald girls beating Rochester Mayo in overtime 2-1, and here 3-1. And now, Chase, we've got to make this hold up, maybe get another goal or two here to put these guys away.
Well, we got to hit four.
Got to hit four.
That's my rule.
Okay.
Got to hit four.
I'll take it. Four might do it here tonight. Got a lot of rubber on their goaltender. Unfortunately, that last goal, it just kind of shook things up here. With Fenske scoring at 16:59. Boy, I tell you what, those are tough to take. As a coach, you know you're telling your players, don't let them score in the last minute of a period. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good goal. It was a great shot from the point. It was an unfortunate bounce that Trevor did exactly what you asked him to do. And, you know, it's one of those things where maybe if he doesn't lay down, he doesn't block the shot, It's a shot that's wide. Maybe Bridger makes a save, but at the end of the day, that's part of hockey. It's the ups and the downs, and how do you come back from it?
For sure. All right, both teams on the ice here. And ready to go in the third period. Chi High and Rice Lake, and the Cards right on the attack. Here is Owen Krista. Moved in, tried to lay a pass down low for Ben. And that didn't click, and here comes Chi High. And the Cards back into the neutral ice, and Rice Lake has got it now for the Cards. Here is the puck in the left wing corner. Rice Lake has got it. Now it's moved up high in the zone, and here is Fenske, who scored that goal just moments ago. Or at the end of the period, Fenske kicks the puck in toward the front of the net, and a shot on net that goes in. Adam Tim, their leading scorer, took a feed from Cole Fenske, and suddenly a three-goal lead is 3-2. And boy, they built some momentum. They came right out of the gate in the third, and it's 3-2.
Can't let the boys in blue hang around too long.
Ugh. 39 seconds. 39 seconds, Chase, into the third period. So they score two goals within 40 seconds, just interrupted by the intermission. And here is Rice Lake back in the game at 3-2, 16:07 left to go. Swept into the Chi-High zone by the Warriors. And here is Reed. Cards need the wake-up call right here. And Adam Tim with the goal. That's his 33rd point of the year, his 12th goal of the season. The assist going to Shire and Cole Fenske. 39 seconds into the third period. And suddenly it's a one-goal game. Here's the Cards. Jackson Bolin, left-hand corner, 15:34 left to go here in the third period. And the puck into the Rice Lake zone, wrapped around the boards from right to left. Cards on the attack, and here's Small. Small moves in, launches a shot, sticked by Kranz, and he'll hang on to that for the save. Wow. Whole game has changed here at the end of the second period and beginning of the third. Face-off in the Rice Lake zone. Cards need a win right here. Smalls can't get it to his teammate. It's going to come down. Knocked down on the glove side by Evan Esslinger. And Chi-High with a chance. Off to the near side. Here is Niblett trying to use the Warrior player as a screen. And got it in on the goaltender, but France saw it. And he'll stop it. Well, what do we got to do to climb back up on top by a couple here?
Need the next one. We got to start getting some pucks on that here. You know, it's going to be a little slow start here, a battle uphill, but it all starts with the next goal.
This one is glanced out to neutral ice and knocked down by Drake Bovey, but a hand pass right here. 14:59 left to go, third period, a close one. They always seem to be close. I mean, we won by a goal up there. Why did I think it was going to be a blowout?
Never, never a blowout against Rice Lake.
Here comes Fenske, wheels and deals and buries the puck. And we're tied at three, three unanswered goals. Fenske has 3 points tonight. And that one is, it's almost like Bridger didn't even see it.
Yeah, I've seen Bridger let three goals and just aren't like him at all.
2:09 of the third period. Fenske with his third point, two goals and an assist tonight. And an unassisted goal for Fenske. And Chi-High saw a three-goal lead evaporate. It's now 3-3. Here comes Fenske again, a one-timer on net. And that time, Bridger came out and met him and makes the save. And they're going to add an assist on the Fenske goal. And that goes to Tegan Shire, his second assist of the night. And this one's going to be faced off in the Chi-High zone. Cards shaken here in the third period. Had the lead, and here comes Chi-High on the breakout. It is Mason Johnson. Johnson moves into the slot, and he launched a bullet at Kranz. That time the goaltender fouled it, coming to him, and made the stop. Memorial trailing Hudson 3-1 in the second. In that battle of Big River behemoths. Here's Chi-High, top of the wheel on the far side. That's Jackson Bolin. Made a pass at the goaltender. It's going to come out to Rieg. Rieg hands off to Bolin. Cards turn it in, have to get on sides. And 14:13 left to go in regulation. Cards had to go into overtime to beat Superior. Thought for a while we could win this one, kind of overpower Rice Lake, but Warriors would not go away. Here's Bolin, wraps it around the boards, comes out to neutralize. And this one's going to be banked off the wall by Rice Lake, but not into the Chi-High zone. Here is Jackson Hoyne, comes up to the line, throws one in, cards a peel off on the change, and Chi-High needs that next goal. They've got the puck in the Rice Lake zone. 13:35 left to go in the period. Cards on the forecheck. Here is Small. Small's over to Breyer Niblett. And the Cards get a goal right there. Yes, indeed. Trevor Bowlby was on the left post and found the back of the cage for the lead goal again. Good hustle by that line to give us a lead goal again. Niblett will get the assist here in the third. We needed the next one, Hoop, like you said.
Absolutely, and you know that's going to kind of hopefully spark us a little bit here, and now we just need the next one.
3:32, time of the goal. Trevor Bowlby with the tally for Chi-High. Much needed, his second goal of the season. Breyer Niblett with the assist. That's his ninth point of the year. And Chi-High, 3:32 of the period. And there's one that goes in. Oh, man! That had eyes of its own. And I think Jackson Bolin got that from the point. Jackson just kind of tossing it at the Rice Lake goaltender right on the ice. And that found the back of the net, and that surprised Ian Krantz, I think, as much as anybody. Jackson Bolin with the goal at 4:01 of the third period. They're coming in bunches here, Coop.
Yeah, it feels like when one goes in, the next goes in, and then maybe go to Army for a little bit. But
wow, that is nuts. Here comes Rice Lake, and Bridger had to go out and stretch it out to make that save. And the puck loose in the zone. Ben Carlson's going to get one assist on that one. Bolin will get the other assist on that one. Jackson Bolin, I think, got the goal, and Carlson with the assist on that one. And here comes Adam Tim. Tim crosses the line, but an offside's call right there as he made a deke at the blue line. Well, we got a 5-3 lead here. Somehow, though, I just don't feel like it's going to be enough here. We got 12:23 the way this game has gone. Can't sit back on a two-goal lead here.
No, definitely not against Rice Lake. I mean, you saw what happened. We had a two-goal lead, and they managed to find their way back. That's what they do. It's like, as long as you let them in the game and you keep them around, they will come back. So we need to keep moving, keep the feet moving, keep getting pucks in deep, and go to work.
Off the wall, here comes Chi-High in the breakout. Lead pass for Smalls, beats the knee, moves it, fires off the glove of Krantz. Had a chance, some opening for a move, and didn't make it, and you can see Smalls kind of yelling at himself on that one. Had a blistering shot, but it was right off his mitt. Would love to have that one back again. Shots 28-19 in favor of Chi-High. 11:59 on the game clock here in the third period. Back and forth hockey. Cards with the lead. Rice Lake came back to tie it up 3-3. Now the Cards with a couple unanswered. And here we go, back to action. Here is Jack Bowlby, turns, tries to cycle it back down deep in the zone, and it's going to come up. Tim has got it for Rice Lake, crosses into Chi-High territory, feeds it down into the corner, and this one tipped aside by Ben with 11:38 left to go. There's a backhand centering pass. Where is it? Rice Lake can't find it. There's a save by Bridger, and a clear all the way down into the Rice Lake zone. Bridger had to make a head on his helmet stand right there as Rice Lake dumps it all the way down, and an icing call right here. 11:18 left to go. Faceoff is going to be in the Warriors zone. On Wogo Radio. And it's going to be Mason Johnson to take the draw for the Cards. Cards get it back to the point. Now they feather this one in the right wing corner. And let's see where it's going to go. Wrapped around the boards, getting over on it. To his left is Drew Bovey. Bovey hands off, and here is Jackson Hoym. Hoym turns and finds a twine right here. Jackson Hoym wheeling and dealing in the zone. And it's 6-3.
Putting on a scoring clinic right now.
Wow. How about that? Jackson Hoyt. And right now, Ian Krantz kind of looks like a deer in the headlights. 5:59. Time of that goal here in the third period. And Jackson with the goal. That's his fifth of the season. And Chi High answering Rice Lake's comeback with three goals by themselves here. And Chi High scores again! Well, they're right on the attack, and Trevor Bovey, I think, got the goal there. And I'm going to start to run out of room here. Boy, that one was at... Yeah, this is at 6:16 of the third. Karsten Reed is going to get an assist on that. 6:16 of the third period. And I don't know if Josh Engel has another tender, but you have to think about lifting his goaltender. He's given up four unanswered goals here. And just... looked like he was struggling to even see the puck on those four. Here's Jack Bovey, dances into the zone. Karsten Rieg is going to get an assist. And Briar Niblett will also get his second assist of the night. And Chi High up 7-3 on Rice Lake. An avalanche of goals right here in the third for the Cards, who looked like a stunned team after Rice Lake came back with a goal with the final tick of the clock in the second, and then an early goal in the third to tie the game. And Chi High answered the bell right here, bringing it in is Owen Krista. Krista in the corner now for the Cards. And here is Mason Johnson for Chi High. Johnson lost it as he was going deep in the zone. And Tegan Shire counters into the Chi High into the ice. Shire took a body check there, but went through it, and the puck loose in the low slot, and finally scooped up on the back check by Drew Bovey. Drew makes a move past one man, past another. Drew moves in, fires a shot off the shoulder of Krantz, and this one's countered by Rice Lake. Here is Jake Coons. Coons into the Chi High zone, 9:14. This is coast-to-coast action here by both teams, swept around the wall. And tipped out of the Chi High zone by Drew with 9 minutes remaining, third period. Well, the Cards with a four-goal lead, and even at that, you don't feel like this game is over. Banked off the wall out of neutral ice. Here's Jackson Bolin. Bolin trying to get away from the poke check there, the stick check, and hands it off to Ezra Lindstrom. Lindy in the corner had it thrown to the front of the net by him, and Rice Lake defenseman almost tossed it in his own cage. Now Chi High flags it down out of neutral ice. And that's Karsten Reed. Back pedals. And finds an opening right there. And man, oh man, what a game here in the third period. Chi High up by a 7-3 count. And the puck floats in on the goaltender Krantz. And that'll stop play here. 8:16 left to go in this third period. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being at your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cbosn.com/logo. It's cbosn.com/logo. 8:06 left to go in the third period. What a volcano of goals here, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. Offense. That's what I've been asking for.
Well, you got it. Ask and you shall receive. The drop in the Rice Lake zone. This one steered just wide of the Warrior net. And a scramble for it and back. Here it comes to the point. And Isaac Benish with a shift here throws it in toward the cage. Flag down there by Jack. Jack Bobie's got it. Turns away from the pressure. Left and right and left and right. Then moves into the right wing corner. Here's Chai High with a chance. They go cross ice. And Benish has got it. Benish moves in. That one deflected up into the rafters and out of play. Whew. Well, you can take over, friend. Ah, man. This has been something else. 7-3. And we got a penalty here coming up.
We're on a power play right now. It felt like for a while there we were going to let this slip right through our fingertips.
Penalty called on Rice Lake, so the Cards try to add another one here on the PP. Chai High, an anemic 12.9% on the power play, and this one is steered to the front of the cage by Jackson Hoyne, but his shot was blocked out in front. 7:15 left to go here in the game, and Chai High wheeling and dealing up the ice right now. Here's Mason Johnson, pushes it ahead into the right wing corner, and it comes back to the point. Jackson Boland's got to race back to get it as he lost the puck and gives it to Karsten Rieg. 6:53 left to go. Power play chance for Chai High here in the third period. And this one is coughed up out of neutral ice, and Rice Lake will toss it back in. Rieg eyeing things up behind his own cage. Lost his stick for a moment. Now picks it up. Jackson Bowen's got it for Chai High. Jackson skates up the ice. Lost the puck as he was pressured coming out of the zone. And here comes Owen Krista. Owen, backhand pass for Jack Bobie. Jack chops at it. This one sent around the boards. And jumping in is Chai High. On the right wing corner, the Cards have it. Here's Owen Krista. Owen in the corner. Up on top is Carter Hoym. He's got it right now. Plays catch with Jack Bowie. Moves it. Fires a one-timer. And that one off the knob of the stick for Krantz. Chai High still controls. Here's Krista. Owen skates high in the zone. Now gives it over to Carter Hoym. And pulls the trigger on a shot right there. That one is stopped by Krantz. 5:43 left to go. We're down to 6 seconds to go on the power play. I mean, the last game these two teams played, I mean, you couldn't keep the penalty box doors oiled enough for the two teams.
I know they had to apply some WD-40 after the game.
Yeah, but this game, only one power play for each team so far. And that'll do it for the power play. And Chai High moves into the zone. And a shot launched right there by Briar Niblett. Comes back out. Cards have to touch up. 5:24 left to go. And here comes Rice Lake up the ice, turning. Backing, handing a pass off the boards is Caleb Johnson. Chai High corrals that one and throws it into the Rice Lake zone with 5:10 left to go here in the game. Rice Lake moves up the ice. This is Kellen Marsh. And Warriors cough up the puck in the Chai High zone. The Cards trying to keep some players fresh out there. Trevor Bobie is going to sit down for a couple of minutes. Briar Niblett back out there for Chai High. And here's Rice Lake. Long pitch ahead. This one's going to go wide of the cage. And an icing call right here with 4:42 left to go in the third period. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. And proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. Boy, just this has been a wild game. I mean, when you think about it, Chi-Hai with the lead. Rice Lake comes back. Goal scored with a second left or so in the second period, then comes out, scores one in the third, and Chi-Hai comes roaring back here, Hoop.
It's a pretty standard Chi-Hai Rice Lake hockey game.
Yeah, crazy. Thunderdome or whatever they call it. This one is dumped ahead by the Warriors into the Chi-Hai zone with 4:25 left to go here in this third period. Just got to ride this baby out. Banked off the wall, up and out, and Chi-Hai hauls it in their own zone. This one thrown ahead. Here are the Cards on the attack with an offsides call. Jackson Hoym was hugging the blue line. I thought he had still had a skate on it, but an OS right here offsides against Chi-Hai. Shots 34-20 in favor of the Cards. Will help your kids develop healthy dental habits at Smiles in Motion. Those will last a lifetime. Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. They're board certified pediatric dentists specialized in the smiles of infants and children and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. It's sim, the number 4kids.com. Here's a stretch pass for Ben Carlson. He goes into the right wing corner, and that one is picked off by Rice Lake, and they'll counter up the ice. Kicked around right at the blue line. Jack Bobby had a chance for a pick, but here comes Tegan Shire into the zone and fires a shot. Where is it? Bridger couldn't find it at first. Got some help from defenseman Evan Esslinger, who pushed it into his pads. And that'll stop play here with 3:29 left to go. Third period on Wogo, our double dip. Chi-Hai trying to sweep the night here with the CFM girls beating Rochester Mayo in our first radio game, 2-1 in overtime. And Chi-Hai here with a four-goal lead with 3.5 to play. Here come the Cards on the attack again. It is Trevor Bovey looking for Smalls out in front. Shuttle the pass there. But it's going to be sent out by the Warriors here as it's hammered off the dasher on the far side. Puck in the right wing corner now, the Rice Lake zone. Reed Gibbs back out there for the Cards. And let's see who's climbing out here. Smalls has got it. Peels back. And a pass for Briar Niblett as he was cutting to the cage. Smalls saw him, but they didn't connect, and this one's going to bounce back out to neutral ice. And here is Remy Wagner. He's going to get his first shift on the ice for Rice Lake. This one is dumped in by the Warriors. And 2.5 left to go here. Looking a little more comfortable. Here's Niblett. Took a long pitch ahead, and Niblett out of gas is going to head to the bench area right now. Rice Lake will take the icing call here with 2:20. Remaining in the third period on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. There'll be some discussions at the dinner table about this one at these hockey player homes for sure. Reed Post trying to win the draw for the Cards. It goes into the left wing corner, and here comes Jace Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald trying to muscle his way to the net. Was driven off on the shoulder check, and Rice Lake has got it behind the cage. That's Adam Tim. And Tim on the back check stole the puck away. And here is Tim right now. Had a couple of Cardinals surrounding him. And here is Chi-Hai able to push this one out of the zone. Rice Lake has got it. It's Landon Hoff for the Warriors. Coughed it up, and here is Ezra Lindstrom with a chance as he read the pass, and that'll be swallowed up by Krantz, the goaltender. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Cards with the four-goal lead, looking like we can ride it out now with 90 seconds to go in the game. Here's Rice Lake. Carson Tomish throws it ahead for Tegan Shire, and the Cards with the pick right there. Lindstrom has got it. Lindy moved in, lost the puck. It's in the right wing corner. Now it's Drew Bovey. Bovey for Chi High. Back to Rieg. Rieg fires a shot, unloads right there. And that one maybe got a piece of Krantz, the goaltender, as we go under a minute to play here. Here is Carsten Rieg. Throws it rink wide for Ezra Lindstrom, but an offsides call right there. Well, it'll be an interesting conversation with Scott Parker on the postgame show about this one, huh?
We might get positivity.
I think so.
But I just remembered that we did let them come back from a 2-0 lead. So who knows? He might have forgot about it.
Maybe. We'll see. Should be interesting. 44 seconds to go here in the game. And now some rough stuff underneath us, but the players separate, and here we go. Back to action. Jackson LeMay tosses one into the zone. He'll try to chase it down himself with half a minute to go in the contest. And it is Reed Post who finds it just beyond the Rice Lake blue line and loses it. It goes onto the tape of Drake Bobey. 14 seconds to go. Rice Lake goes D to D in their own zone. And this one's going to be dumped all the way down with 6.6 on the clock. An icing call against Rice Lake. And that will about do it. As Chi High is going to pick up their eighth victory of the season. Face off in the Rice Lake zone. One final drop here with 6.6 left to go. And Rice Lake again clears it. And this one time, Bridger's going to hold on to it as time runs out. Chi High with a 7-3 win over Rice Lake. Shots 36-21 in favor of the Cards. And kind of a freaky game for Chi High with the fairly sizable lead, and then they lost it. Rice Lake comes back, ties it up 3-3. The momentum switches over to their bench. But Cards roar back with four unanswered here in the third and win it 7-3 here tonight. Well, what do you think?
We have a winning record.
Yeah, we do.
That's incredible.
That is true.
No, I genuinely think the boys played a really good hockey game tonight. We moved the puck well. We moved it to the guy with speed. We finally put our offense on display tonight. And we had to work hard for our goals. You know, this wasn't a cupcake team. They're the number two team in Division Two.
Yep.
They're a team who always plays you tough. If they were a cupcake team, they wouldn't have came back and tied it up 3-3 at some point. We were just able to bear down. And, you know, we finally figured out how to put the puck in the net. So hopefully we can keep building on this, the momentum that we built tonight on the score sheet, and keep it going.
All right, we'll catch up to Scott Parker on our post-game show and have our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, as well as Chi High wins their 8th of the season. They are 8-7-1 overall. Rice Lake falls to 9-5 on the season. We'll take a break, come back here, and have the stats recap and Scott Parker. So hang with us here on WOGO. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Out of the strains of Neil Diamond, nothing feels as good as a win. And here tonight, 7-3, Chi High. Had a two-goal edge, lost it. Rice Lake tied it up with a goal late in the second and then an early one in the third. And it was nail-biting time, 3-3. And then Chi High roared back with four unanswered to beat Rice Lake 7-3. And it's time for our Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bowlby and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovey.com, or find Holly on Facebook. Cards got the scoring started at 7:40 of the first. It was Drew Bovey with an assist from Mason Johnson, and then added to that as Jack Bovey got his first of two goals here tonight at 14-11 of the first. Jack from Ben Carlson and Owen Krista. Then Rice Lake hung right in there, and they scored with basically one second left to go in the second. It was Cole Fenske, an unassisted goal at 16:59 of the second. Suddenly it was 2-1. Then Rice Lake came back with 39 seconds into the let's pick it up in the second. Chi High then scored. Rice Lake went on a power play. Chi High scores a shorty. Jack Bovey, his second goal of the night at 15:03. The assist going to Trevor Bovey. And this is how it sounded. 54 seconds to go on the man advantage. Now they lose it. Here comes Jack. Jack with a shorty chance. Moves in. Fires it back in. Oh! There you go. Jack scored that one at 15:03, shorty in the second period. Then Rice Lake came back, tied it up, and Chi High erupted for four goals at 13:32 of the third. It was Trevor Bovey with the assist from Briar Niblett. Briar had a nice night here tonight, a couple of points. Then at 4:01 of the third, the Cards strike again. This time it was Jackson Boland, the assist going to Ben Carlson, And moments after that, 15:59 of the third, it was Jackson Hoym with a goal. And suddenly the Cards had a sizable lead again, and they finished the scoring at 6:16 of the third, just 17 seconds after the Jackson Hoym goal. It was the Cards scoring that one. That was Trevor Bobey, and the assist going to Karsten Rieg and Briar Niblett in the third, and that's how the scoring finished up here tonight. Shots 36-21 in favor of Chi High, and a 7-3 finale. So that's our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. So Chippewa Falls sweeps the two games here. CFM, the girls team, beats Rochester Mayo 2-1 in overtime. And here tonight, Chi High, after losing the lead, comes bounding back for a 7-3 win over Rice Lake. And Chi High moves to 8-7-1 overall. And Rice Lake in D2 winds up at 9-5. Now, Monday, Chi High had scheduled Notre Dame to play here, and that game got canceled by Notre Dame, one of the top teams in the state. But Chi High was able to find an opponent. That's Spash, Stevens Point. We saw them in the postseason last year, and they're coming to town on Monday, so we'll have that one for you. It's going to begin an hour earlier than our usual 7 o'clock puck drop. We'll be on the air at 6:40 on Monday for our next hockey game, and then hit the road on Tuesday for Chi High and Eau Claire North at Hobbs. Waiting for Scott Parker to join us on the post-game show, so we'll take another break. Back with more. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
G Chi High wins this one. Not easy, but we beat Rice Lake 7-3, and the Cards go above 500 so far on the season. Let's go downstairs, and Chase is with head coach Scott Parker.
All right, here we are with Coach Scott Parker. Coach, kind of a roller coaster of the game. A lot of positives, but kind of some scary moments there where it felt like all the breath in the room just went out at one time. So, you know, I just kind of want to get your thoughts on tonight's game.
Well, momentum is big in sports, not just high school and college and pro. Momentum means everything, and that goal that we gave up at the buzzer really kind of put us in a funk. But, you know, they came out and took it to us in the beginning of the third, and then we responded. And I think, you know, as Coach Sickink said at the end of the game, you know, this was one of our most complete games. And, you know, they're going to score goals. They got a good team. And we bounced back, and that shows the signs of life. Instead of going in a hole, we came out and put it on them pretty good.
Absolutely, and something that I saw is just composure. You know, it felt like we never got into a moment where we almost looked panicked. We controlled the puck well. We moved the puck well. Something I thought we did a really good job tonight was getting a puck to a guy with speed, whether it was area passes, direct passes. So what can you touch on to tonight's success that we had?
Well, you're right. We used our speed, and we gave up the puck. I think puck control is very important. You can still see pucks rolling off our stick. But, you know, getting back to what you're talking about, you know, a little scary moment, is that we are growing. You know, if it was a month ago, we would have started, you know, the kids would have started yelling at each other on the bench. And you know, there's some things that has taken place in the last month, and that's called growth. So give the kids all the credit in the world that they are learning from their mistakes. They're moving forward, and you know, we talked about in the locker room is let's have the most fun we can in the next 3 weeks to come together, and I'm really happy for them, because you know, and you know this, I'm as hard as anybody on these kids, and they've worked for this. This is not an accident. They have worked very hard to get to this point, and we still got to work hard. We're still going to keep grinding. But we need to appreciate their effort tonight, because, you know, we beat a pretty good team. And, you know, with the area passing and using our speed, you know, our second line does a really good job of that. That's you know, what they do with the puck is, you know, and I was telling Jackson Hoyam, I'm like, you're going to get one. Just keep plugging away. You know, we had a few breakaways, and, you know, the kids got stymied, even Smalls, you know. He got shut down, but they kept grinding. And Trevor Bovey, how about his game? You know, he got put on a new line and responded. And there's just a lot of bright shining stars in this game, and we're really happy as coaches.
No, absolutely, and it's starting to look like we're starting to plug guys into the right places. You know, you can honestly say that tonight probably was one of our best games of the year so far, and we moved the puck well. We started going to the net, and we found success by going to the net. So it's starting to look like, you know, we're starting to put those little pieces to the puzzle together. So, you know, knowing that our next game, we have a big week coming up next week. So, you know, knowing that we have a practice tomorrow, potentially this weekend as well, you know, what's kind of the game plan going into a big week next week, starting with Spash on Monday?
Well, tomorrow we're going to go backward by design. We're going to start out with pulling the goalie tomorrow, get that over with. You know how much fun that is. And special teams probably day tomorrow. And then Sunday morning, maybe a quick skate around, just move the puck, do the things that we do, and then get ready for a pretty rough week. Spash is coming to town. We got pretty lucky to pick that up. I got a text from their coach on the way into practice yesterday. We'll play you. And then it went from there. So that was kind of our last hope. Is really, and we will always try hard to fill out the schedule. Mr. Thompson does an awesome job with that and making sure that our boys get their 24 games. And, you know, the next week we can go in with a little confidence. We had a nice week this week, and we should, a couple other things to mention is I believe this is our first winning record of the year, and I believe it's the first time we've been healthy all year. Those things are meaningful checkpoints. So we're excited, and we're going to get back to work tomorrow.
Well said, Coach. Well, thank you for the time after the game here, and congrats on a big win.
Hey, thanks, man.
All right, guys, thank you very much. Chi High, as Scott Parker said, above 500 at 8-7-1 overall, and they are 5-3 in conference now with a 7-3 victory over Rice Lake. Last score we had in from the Eau Claire Memorial Hudson game, it was Hudson 4, ECM 2, and that's late in the game, that battle between the two best teams in conference. All right, it's been a busy day. CFM, in our earlier game, knocked off Rochester Mayo 2-1 in overtime, and in this one, it was Chi High 7 and Rice Lake 3. Now, we've got buckets tomorrow night. It's McDonald against Thorpe in boys basketball, 7-10, with the pregame show tomorrow night with Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney. Then we're going to be back on Monday, Chase and I, for Spash, an hour earlier puck drop. So it's 6 o'clock puck drop. We're on the air with Cardinal Countdown at 5:40 on Monday, and then we'll hit the road on Tuesday at Hobbs against Eau Claire North. Final score again, Chi High 7, Rice Lake 3, and a sweep of the afternoon-evening combo here on WOGO Radio. For Chase Hoople, I'm Greg Stewart. Thanks to Zach Wycheck in our first game, Dawson Halverson Engineering in the second. And have a great night. We'll talk to you on Monday for Spash Hockey, Chi High Spash Hockey on WOGO. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Chi High Hockey on WOGO. Coverage of the Cardinals has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Culver's of Lake Halley, and by Berry Global of Chippewa Falls. Now, please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk around the clock on WOGO. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.